And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 10th of July, 2016. The birthday of Marcel Proust, born in Autoy, France, in 1871, best known for his seven-volume Remembrance of Things Past, also known more literally as In Search of Lost Time. Proust's own life story, which came out between 1913 and 1927, with the famous scene early in the book in which the narrator dips a bit of a madeleine in some tea and experiences a memory from his childhood. It's the birthday of the inventor Nikola Tesla, born in Austria-Hungary, now Croatia, 1856. He invented the rotating magnetic field, the basis for alternating current machinery. Also invented the Tesla induction coil, an essential component in radio technology. Came to America in 1884 and designed one of the first hydroelectric power plants in the country. It was at Niagara Falls, supplied power to the city of Buffalo, New York. It's the birthday of the theologian John Calvin, born in Picardy, France, in 1509, who, in his early 20s, while working as a lawyer, had an epiphany and left the Roman Catholic Church to join the Protestant faith at a time when Protestants were still being declared heretics and burned at the stake. He went to Geneva, Switzerland. He preached at least once a day for over an hour, using no notes, gave over 2,000 sermons, and in 1536 he published The Principles of Calvinism. Total depravity, all people are born sinful, unconditional election, that is, God has already chosen those people who will be saved, limited atonement, Jesus died to atone for the sins of the elect only, irresistible grace, if you're among the elect, you will inevitably repent and become a Christian, and perseverance of the saints, you can never lose your salvation. The five principles, total depravity, unconditional election, limited atonement, irresistible grace, and perseverance of the saints, which spell out the word tulip. John Calvin, who died in 1564, and who, along with Martin Luther, is the most important figure in the second generation of the Protestant Reformation. Here's a poem for today by William Carlos Williams, entitled Pastoral. When I was younger, it was plain to me I must make something of myself. Older now, I walk back streets admiring the houses of the very poor, roof out of line with sides, the yards cluttered with old chicken wire ashes, furniture gone wrong, the fences and outhouses built of barrel staves and parts of boxes, all, if I am fortunate, smeared a bluish green that properly weathered pleases me best of all colors. No one will believe this of vast import to the nation. Pastoral, a poem by William Carlos Williams from the collected poems of William Carlos Williams, published by New Directions and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.